views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so happy you've tuned in with us today and the conversation about our interconnected lives. We're experiencing the generative power of this connectivity and this resonance and aligned intentions. So every Tuesday here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and maybe even the afterlife and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, imagine demystifying death and confirming that loved ones endure beyond death. Imagine revealing the bliss and wonder that await us in the next world. And imagine going beyond the near-death experience into a real-time account of an ongoing journey through the mysteries of death, filled with transcendent wisdom, irreverent humor, and hope. That's what's working in the world of our guest today. Her fascinating page turner will forever change your view about death, life, and the afterlife. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce today's guest, Annie Kagan. Annie's been writing songs since the age of 14, and at 15, she was signed by a producer from Columbia Records. At 16, she was performing in New York City cafes and clubs, and after 10 years as a songwriter and performer, she returned to college and became a doctor of chiropractic. She then developed a successful private practice in Manhattan's Upper East Side, but that inner voice was speaking to her, and she listened. She left her career and the hectic city life in search of serenity and ended up in a small house by the bay on the tip of Long Island. Annie returned to songwriting and joined a writer's workshop. However, while she was writing her first novel, her brother Billy died unexpectedly and began speaking to her from the afterlife. I am really happy to have my friend Annie with us here today. She's going to talk about her debut book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Welcome, Annie.
I am so happy to be here with you, dear Dr. Julie.
Oh, I am so happy to have you here, too. I can't wait. I've been waiting for this conversation for quite some time, and here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Well, you know, on this show, we have a tradition I usually like to talk to our guests about the shared vision that we have, that we're all a part of one living, breathing organism, an interconnected system, or one consciousness. And Annie, you have a very different, peculiar connection to consciousness that lives and expands beyond you, as you've discovered through your conversations with Billy. So, what does, help our listeners understand, what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, let me say what it means to Billy, because Billy's a lot smarter than
us. good one.
I want to explain that Billy is my older brother, and after he died unexpectedly, he began speaking to me a few weeks after he died, describing what he was going through and giving a lot of advice about life on Earth. And what he says is that we really are all one in the spirit. It's not a fantasy made up that we're all one. Yes, we are also individuals, but we all carry the same light within us. And we're all from the same spirit, and that spirit kind of individuates into different souls. And the divine source really enjoys that individuation process as well. One of the things that he says is within each individual blossom lies the pleasure of creation. So there's the pleasure in our uniqueness, and there's also the pleasure in knowing that we all have the same light and come from the same light and will reunite within the same light at some point in the great ocean of time.
Wow. You know, you speak Billy's words so poetic and so beautiful, and I really appreciate that response. That is incredible. Let's take our listeners back to the backstory of what happened. Your brother dies, you're in this writing workshop, and then this surprise comes. Your brother appears to you. Tell us about that. How did all of that happen?
Yes. Also, what's interesting is how my life actually set the stage, without my knowing it, for these events to occur. Because I was a chiropractor, I lived in New York City, and things happened to me that just made the internal pressure so intense that I really had to leave my life behind, give up being a doctor, go back to my first love, which was like music and writing. And I moved to a place where I was very secluded. And then my brother died unexpectedly. And it was 3 weeks after his death, and I was very, very, very bereft. One of the things was my brother Billy had drug and alcohol problems basically for his whole life. And he did pretty well with them, up and down, but at the end of his life, his problems really overwhelmed him. And so he kind of died the death that an addict dies. And I was very, very upset. And one of the things you always think in many situations when somebody dies is that you could have done better. You should have done better. You should have done more. I could have saved him. And really, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was just in a state of complete turmoil. And then 3 weeks after he died, it was my birthday, and I was waking up, and it was kind of a beautiful sunrise, and all of a sudden, I hear Billy's voice really clearly, almost like there was a hole in my ceiling, and Billy was always like a character and kind of funny, and all of a sudden, I hear Billy going, "Annie, Annie, it's me, it's Billy." I'm like, "Oh, you know, I must be dreaming because, Billy, you're dead." And he's like, "No, it's really me. I want you to get up, get a notebook." And as I'm getting out of my bed and looking for a notebook and a pen, I'm thinking, I'm awake. I'm moving. This is really happening. And then he started to tell me where he was. And the first thing that he said was, "He's really great and death is beautiful and he's not suffering anymore. And he's floating through a beautiful divine universe filled with light. And the light has divine qualities and and that death isn't really as serious as we all think it is, and that we would meet again. And the wonderful thing was, while he was speaking to me, the beautiful atmosphere of the realm that he was in came through his voice. And now, instead of feeling completely bereft, I felt in awe. I felt my sadness lift. I was in a completely different place, and I also felt, was this real? I felt really also extremely skeptical that perhaps I had invented somehow this experience to make myself feel better. So I was experiencing a lot of conflicting different emotions at that time.
Hmm. So you're not a medium, you're not a psychic, and this one experience happens that very first time, and I imagine you felt like you were crazy.
I did. I thought that, you know, somehow I had invented this to feel better, and it's something I never expected, especially I didn't expect my bad boy brother to be giving me the secrets of the universe, because that is what happened. You know, he would give me all these expanded spiritual visions. And, yeah, I really thought that there was something wrong with me, and I called my husband. I didn't tell anyone at first, because one of the things was I was a very serious meditator. And one of the things that I was warned in my particular practice was that you don't talk about your spiritual experiences to anybody. And I figured, well, this is kind of a spiritual experience. I don't know if it's my mind or him, but I probably shouldn't talk about it. But by about the third time, I think it was, I just couldn't handle it alone anymore. And I called my husband and I told him what was going on. And I said, "You think I'm crazy?" And he said, no, people don't go crazy all of a sudden. You know, send me what he said. And I think a really interesting thing that I'd like to say here is that, you know, even though this experience was happening to me, I didn't believe it. And so our minds, Billy explains like halfway through the book that, you know, our minds really can't accept that someone is talking to us from another level or these other beautiful worlds exist. You know, you could kind of imagine it with your mind, but it's not really your mind that experiences this.
Ooh,
and that's,
you know what,
one
Amy,
of the...
Hold right there. That's a beautiful place. Let's keep them in suspense here. And we're going to take a quick break because there's so much more to this book. There's so much more to the story. And there's so much more to the universe and these secrets. So let's take a quick break and stay with us more with The Afterlife of Billy Fingers.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a 2-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Annie Kagan, author of The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. And Annie, before we continue, I want to make sure our listeners know how to contact you. Do you want to give them the website?
Sure. It's afterlifeofbillyfingers.com, and please visit our Facebook page, Afterlife of Billy Fingers on Facebook. We have pretty much 100,000 people on that page having all kinds of conversations. There are posts, sayings by Billy. It's really become a wonderful place for people to share and learn. And the book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc.
Oh, nice. That makes me smile. I love your page on Facebook, and the website's beautiful too, and there's a video on there that's really special. So before the break, I interrupted you when you were talking about Billy talking about our mind, and I love the whole concept because really we talk about that a lot on the show of how do we get out of our mind to really experience this. So go back to where you were. What was Billy saying about our mind?
Yeah. Even though I was having these experiences myself, and one of the things that Billy did was he didn't just talk to me. He offered proof in the form of after-death communications, evidentiary after-death communications, which means that, you know, he gave me information that I couldn't possibly know that turned out to be true in every case. That's why I decided I really had to publish the book, because he proved to me he was real. But the thing was that he would give me a clue. For example, one day I was going to get my hair colored, and on the way to the salon, I was going to have little streaks in my hair. He said to me, "Well, why don't you make your hair the color of Lena Olin?" And I laughed because I'm like, "Well, what do you know about hair color, right?" So I go in the salon in New York City. I sit down, and very shortly, a woman sits down next to me. I feel this really strange pull in her direction, and it turns out to be Lena Olin. And at that moment, it was like a lightning ray going through me, that transcended my mind, because how could this have happened? How could he have just told me this? And of everybody, you know, in New York City, there she is. And so it was almost like a bolt of light that kind of cleared my nervous system of the beliefs that I held about reality, the limiting beliefs I held about reality. But then shortly, I would go back to being in my mind and what I thought about things. So, you know, there are ways to develop your intuition, and the way that I do it is something that Billy calls becoming the universe. Which, could we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, because yeah, please that, do. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I've learned, and I'm not sure that this particular thing is in the book. I don't think it is. But Billy said that imagination is very close to the divine impulse. And so pictures or imagining things or feeling things kind of transcends the mind. So one of the things that I learned from Billy that is actually a scientific fact is that every cell in our body was formed on a star, a forming star, a dying star, an exploding star. All the elements within us were literally formed within the universe. And so that means that the same kind of innate kind of intelligence that runs everything is within us. So one of the ways that I get out of my mind into the deeper part of myself is I spend a lot of time looking at pictures from the Hubble telescope, gorgeous pictures of galaxies and things that are so far beyond our imagination or our everyday life. And I'll look at the pictures and then I'll close my eyes and I imagine that they're inside of me or that I'm floating through the universe, which is something that Billy does at a certain point in his journey. He talks about becoming the universe and he lets go of himself and he blends into the stars and the galaxies. And I use that as a spiritual practice now. I let go of my identity by imagining these beautiful planets and stars and galaxies. And it's like when you imagine the infinite, you're touched by your infinite self. And I find that bringing that into my consciousness changes me. The more I do it, the more I change, and I'm not always looking for the answers to everything in my mind, because one of the freeing things that I also learned is that, you know, we can't really understand life with our minds. We all feel very vulnerable in this life, and we want to get a fix on things so that we could control things and change things. And yes, there are things we do create and control and change, but also life is a beautiful mystery that we can taste and let go of and taste and let go of and constantly change. So I think I'm able to not try to figure it all out and to just really enjoy the flow of life and the beauty of life with a deeper part of myself, not with the mind that always wants to grasp and understand and figure everything out.
Mm. Oh, thank you for that. You know, I love when you said, imagine the infinite and you get in touch with your infinite self. That is really powerful advice right there for a practice. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we have a lot of listeners that are tuning in that I know they got excited and sent me messages or text messages or whatever to really talk about, you know, they're going through their own grieving process right now. What can you say to those that may have lost a loved one that don't have contact like this?
Yes, that's a great question. First of all, I think it's really important to say that the reason I have contact with Billy in this way is not because he loves me more than anyone else's love, not because I'm special. It's because it really was our destiny to do this. And if you look at my life step by step, you'll see that everything I did has kind of propelled me. You know, my love of words, working with music, which is invisible. And Billy, you know, he had a very, very, very varied life so that he could come back and help people. So I just want to say that up front, that it has nothing to do with the amount of love. I mean, Billy and I had a lot of conflict in our relationship as well. So Billy is kind of a stand-in. And I think grief is so powerful, and the loss and the missing is so powerful. But if you look at the book, and if you like read the proofs, and if you read, there are so many books around these days, near-death experiences, people, you know, there seems to be like a window that has kind of opened up. Because if you know that, you know, you really are going to see your loved one again, it isn't just a fairy tale that someone made up to make you feel better. It isn't just something to soothe you. But you really, really, that love is not going away. That person is still around you, even if you can't feel it. And many people do feel it. Many people, I think it's between 25 and 30% of the population, they really do get signs. And so grief is very strong, but the edge can be taken off just a little bit if you know that that bond isn't really broken forever. That person is there, and very importantly, that person is in a world of bliss and love, and they're okay, because a lot of people, before they die, they go through, you know, suffering or difficulty, and they're at peace now. They're at rest. They're in the divine light, and I think that's really important for people to understand.
Yeah, that is an important message. Thank you for sharing that. I am looking forward to hearing more, because I know Billy has some important messages for all of us about life and the universe and death, and we are going to listen to more. I want to remind our listeners, they can find it, you and your book, afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, more of Annie Kagan and Billy. Stay tuned.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I am Dr. Julie Kroll. I have Annie Kagan here with us, the author of The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. And right before the break, we were talking about so much and getting out of our mind and really experiencing this. But you know, there's a phenomenon I think that's really important to talk about, because when I read your book, the first time I read your book, I went on a journey with you at first. I was on the journey. It was almost as if the proof was a scavenger hunt, and it was so fun watching those pieces unfold and emerge, just like you talked about the hairdresser and getting your hair colored. That experience, it was like I was on that journey with you, and then it moved into the experience with Billy in the universe. And boy, is that experience big. And, you know, I've had an afterlife or near-death experience. And so I've experienced some of that realm, and it just became even just more sweet, everything that unfolded in that. So what are you noticing as readers are reading and experiencing Billy in this book?
Well, the thing that I get really excited about is that people feel like they know Billy. And because the book, although it's about death, is, you know, he's got a great sense of humor. He's got a great light way about him. And he's really great at helping people. And he was that way in life as well. And I felt that my journey with Billy was, as you say, a great mystery, because I never knew what was going to happen next. And I wanted to craft the book so that people got to experience what I was experiencing, like, oh, this is crazy, is this real? And so it's kind of like a spiritual thriller. And people feel like they really have traveled along with me sometimes, or Billy, into the different realms. One of the differences between near-death experiences and after-death communications, which is what this is that this is like a 2.5-year journey deep into the realms. It's not like the beginning of the death experience. It's the evolution of the soul. It's like what happens, because I think I had kind of a static view of what would happen after I died. Like maybe I was like in a pool of bliss and I lost my identity, but it was okay because I didn't know it. But actually, it's a very changing evolutionary journey of the soul after you die. And people go through this and they feel like they're going through it with Billy, and then they come out changed. Like, I get all these emails like, I read this book and it changed me. I'm changed. I'm really changed. And then I, like, people tell me, like, oh, they feel like Billy visited them, or they had, you know, a Billy experience. So for me, it's like this book was created because it's a conversation between Billy and I, and, like, it's doing its own thing with people in the universe, and that is just so delightful for me. So that's very exciting. Mm. I also really love the aspect of how it makes people accept their own lives and accept their own struggles. Because Billy talks a lot about his struggles. He did not have an easy time on Earth. And he had all these addiction issues. And he talks about that after he died and he viewed his life, those issues were actually the most fascinating part of his life when he was looking back. It wasn't some horrible thing. And I get so many emails from people saying, oh my God, I've had addiction issues myself and I don't feel bad about them anymore. Or I have this disease and I've always felt like, oh my God, you know, why would I pick that? And I don't feel bad about that anymore. It makes you feel more in harmony with what's ever going on in your life. You don't see it as a punishment. You don't see it as, oh, I'm creating this horrible situation. There's something wrong with me. You know, like that popular belief that, oh, you know, if there's something, quote, negative in your life, that somehow, you know, you're bad, you've created it. It has such a more complex and kinder view of whatever issues we deal with, that I think it gives people kind of like a great sense of relief. And the fact that Billy was so very flawed, you know, he was such a flawed individual who struggled, it just makes us all okay with our flaws. That's the human condition. It's okay to have flaws. And now he's got all this wisdom and he's in such a beautiful place. It gives us all hope, you know, that we don't have to be perfect beings, because we're not perfect beings. I mean, yes, okay, you could say we're perfect in our flaws, but, you know, we're not just one side of the coin. Being a human, we're all different sides of the coin, and Billy kind of makes that okay, which is a great relief to me as well.
Yeah, it seems really liberating to people to really, it kind of like dissolves the flaws instead of them focusing on their flaws and imperfections. The way Billy moves people through it in the book, I'm going to encourage everyone to go out and read the book because it's really a fascinating journey. But by him bringing those into a whole new light, it's as if people's minds are liberated from any guilt or shame or obsession about it. And it kind of just dissolves, and people's perspectives change on really creating, you know, this deep, meaningful life in a whole new way.
Yeah, that's really beautifully said. And he does it in a way that I could never do. Like, we could talk for 2 hours, but, you know, it's not the language that Billy uses in the book, because there's something about the way he says it that's just so wise and soothing and comforting. And, yeah, it just gives you a whole different perspective and on life as well. Like, you know, he was always the bad boy brother and I was always the good girl. And my thing was always like, okay, I have to wait for life to be perfect to really enjoy myself. Like, if I had problems or there were things going on that were upsetting me, I was always waiting for the perfect summer day when I was having the picnic with, like, not a cloud in the sky. And he made me see that, no, it's only noon for a little fraction of the time. And you could enjoy all kinds of different moments. That's what we're here for. We're here for the sugar and the spice and the pepper and the coriander, and there's just different ways of enjoying things, you know, and the most important thing is to kind of be on your own side with it all.
Mm. You know, one of the things that I loved about that, listening to you talk about Billy's voice in the book is very different than yours. And it is this incredibly expansive wisdom, this universal experience. And then there are moments of really spicy spice where he gets a little ornery. There's a lot of humor. His edgy bad boy is still following along in the whole journey, you know, and it's just it's such a delightful mix of really this huge expansive wisdom place and this smaller one. We don't have a lot of time before the break, so I really want to ask you after the break, what are some of the most important messages, the most surprising information that Billy shared with you about life? And what is some of the most surprising information he shared with you about the afterlife? Because really, I think for most of us, there's a lot of surprising information in the afterlife journey. So we're going to take a quick break, Annie. And when we return, we're going to talk more with the afterlife of Billy Fingers. Listeners, please stay tuned. You'll want to hear this.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
We're back and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Annie Kagan with The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. Before we get back to that conversation, I just want to remind you, you can find Annie at afterlifeofbillyfingers.com, just like it sounds. And please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, and you can find all the archives. You can listen to this one over and over again if you want to. Those archives are there. And stay connected with us all week on the Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So, Annie, right before the break, I was talking about some of the revelations that have come from the book, and I would love to hear you talk about what's some of the most surprising information that Billy shared with you about the afterlife, and maybe some of the most important messages. We've talked about some of them about our life on Earth.
What really surprised me about the afterlife was how much Billy changed and how many different things he went through. And it's just an evolutionary journey of the soul. Just like we change in life, we change in the afterlife. And it was so beautiful to see him go through these changes. And one of the fascinating ways that he changed was by receiving unconditional love from higher beings. So he said that you can't even imagine what that kind of divine love is like. And on Earth, we talk about unconditional love. And in his funny, charming way, he said, yeah, you know, what does unconditional love mean? It means, okay, we like some things about you. We don't like other things about you. But we accept it all, unconditionally. We accept you with your good and your bad. But in the divine world, with divine type love, you're understood so deeply and seen so deeply that everything about you seems magnificent. And when you receive that kind of love, it changes you. The acceptance, the beauty of it, the incredible energy just makes you, he said, you know, like he, at a certain point, he says he just loves himself in a way that he couldn't have before he went into the afterlife, and even when he first got to the afterlife. So that kind of light and love just transforms us until we become higher beings ourselves. And so, to me, there's a reflection of Earth and the way that we try to, that we could try to accept and love ourselves just the way we are, with that beautiful energy of intelligence and beauty. So I think that, you know, instead of like learning, studying facts, just being in a positive energy field changes us. Just like a child whose mother really, really loves them. Could you imagine being nurtured that way from birth? And we have to learn to give ourselves that kind of love and understanding and nurturing while we're here.
I really love that advice, because it's really, we talk a lot about unconditional love, and what you're talking about is like love on steroids. It's so pure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so expansive. It's so clear. And if we can bring that into this earthly realm and into our daily lives, imagine the transformation taking place on the planet.
Exactly. And once you start to feel that way about yourself, you start to be able to allow others to also be who they are and love them with their different shades of different colors. I think it's helped me to even appreciate what I would consider somebody's flaws or differences. And yeah, it I mean, one of the things that people talk about is, you know, well, why is there no punishment? Because that's something very controversial that Billy says right away. It's like there's not punishment in the afterlife. There's no judgment day. You're not being judged on your actions and now being punished for them. That doesn't mean you don't review them. But like, well, gee, you know, like, why is there no punishment? Because the atmosphere of the higher realm is beauty. Punishment is not in line with that kind of energy. Punishment is something of Earth. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't, you know, be punished if they do horrendous acts. But in the next realm, it's the education and evolution of the soul. And in that realm, punishment doesn't work. So that's also surprising that, you know, that's something that doesn't function in the higher realms.
Hmm. You know, so it's one thing to learn to love ourselves with this divine love, but really loving others is moving into a complete acceptance and forgiveness and what have you. What a beautiful prescription for all of us. So Annie, what kind of surprising things or really interesting things, important messages did you learn from Billy about life on Earth?
Well, I change when I'm learning. I usually take like one lesson at a time. And right now, I focus a lot on what he calls like quantum viewpoint. And a story about that is at the beginning of the book, I was very, very against publishing this book because I didn't want to have the role of the crazy woman who wrote a book with her dead brother. That was that viewpoint of myself was unacceptable. And that at a certain point he says to me, yeah, but you know, you love a great mystery and here you are, you have this opportunity to explore the greatest mystery of all, which is death. So, you know, you could think of yourself as a cosmic detective, you know, trying to see what's real and what's false and what really happens after you die. So when I changed my viewpoint and I looked at it from that perspective, it became really fun and exciting. So I try to do that with my life is when I'm feeling badly or really upset, I see that often I'm having the viewpoint of a victim or something really unpleasant. And if I take a situation and I try to see it from another perspective, it often will change the situation itself. And so viewpoint is a very, very important thing that I've learned. And the other thing that I've learned that's really important is, you know, this thing that people have been searching for forever, like eternal life. Well, in a way, eternal life is now, but it doesn't mean that we're going to live forever on Earth. It means that we're already eternal beings because death is really just a doorway to another dimension. So if you start living in the knowledge that we are souls and that we go on and that there's so much more and other dimensions exist and other parts of us exist, you start to see yourself in the universe and everyone else in a really different, expanded way. And so I try to allow that viewpoint in that we're eternal now.
Wow. We are eternal now. How powerful is that, Annie? You know what? There's so much brilliant insight in this book. And, you know, just even talking about this perception shift for our listeners here today, that is literally what happens. The book really kind of shakes you out of some of our old, outdated beliefs of how we were raised, some of our limiting beliefs, and really opens up a whole new perspective, which really changes things. So, Annie, I wish we had 3 hours. This was such a good discussion, and I wish we could talk more, but we are out of time. Thank you so much for being here and sharing Billy with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Julie. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I love hearing your voice again and look forward to talking with you again. Folks, I want to remind you, find the book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. You can find Annie and the book at afterlifeofbillyfingers.com. The book is on sale on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. And check out her Facebook page. It's really a beautiful, beautiful image, beautiful quotes, and you won't be sorry. So please join us right here next Tuesday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Hey, do you like free stuff?
The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.